From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We are reporting tonight that Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain have won in Virginia's presidential primary. Polling hours were extended in Maryland by 90 minutes due to severe winter weather, and voters went to the polls in the District of Columbia as well. It was not looking to be a good night for Senator Hillary Clinton, who has moved on to El Paso, Texas, as part of her effort in that state's upcoming primary on March 4th. We are awaiting a speech by Senator Clinton to her supporters at a rally there in El Paso, and we're joined by our reporter David Green, who is at the basketball arena at the University of Texas, El Paso. David, Hillary Clinton's campaign already looking forward past the results in these Potomac primaries, clearly.
Yeah, they really are trying to move the story forward. I walked into this basketball arena with one of Hillary Clinton's advisors, and, you know, I said, how are you feeling tonight? And he said, well, you know, it looks like what we expected is happening in the Potomac primaries, but this is what I'm feeling like tonight. And he pointed to the large crowd. There are estimated 12,000 or so people here, according to the campaign. The lights went down. Hillary Clinton came in a very exuberant entrance, and then the crowd was waving their cell phone lights in the air in the dark like little candles, and it's a vibrant atmosphere. And if Hillary Clinton was looking for an evening to start turning the story forward, this atmosphere might be giving it to her so far.
And news tonight of another shakeup in the Clinton campaign. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, the deputy campaign manager, Mike Henry, has stepped down, and that's a day after the campaign manager, Patty Solis Doyle, tendered her resignation. And so it's an interesting moment. The campaign is trying to talk about a lot of the races in February that they have not won as what they expected. You know, that they... It's what they expected. They can kind of move along in a strong fashion. But when you have, you know, a shakeup at the top of the campaign, the Clinton campaign has had some money problems as well. You know, it's hard to say that things are business as usual.
Yeah, we're losing you just a little bit, David, in the throng of thousands of Clinton supporters there in El Paso. I think I'm hearing chants of Viva. Is that right? She's counting on certainly a heavy turnout of Latino voters in Texas.
That's her big, big dream here in Texas. You know, she was down in Texas in 1972 signing up Latino voters to vote for George McGovern. She feels like she has a strong relationship here, and she's hoping that the primary here in Texas and one in Ohio on March 4th can give her some momentum back. One of the questions is going to be if she does indeed have this tough February, if she can recapture the momentum, or is Barack Obama have the momentum that he was looking for?
Well, that is a real question, because Barack Obama has won a series of states now, projected to win or expected to win a number tonight, and looking forward could be doing well as well. So that's a real issue for her and how she tries to get that momentum back.
It really is. And what the Clinton team says is, look, this election so far has not been about momentum. After she lost to Barack Obama in Iowa, she was able to win in New Hampshire. After she lost in South Carolina, she was able to win some Super Tuesday states. So they say that momentum doesn't mean so much, but we'll just have to see.
It appears that Hillary Clinton is about to speak and address her supporters. David, am I right?
She is being introduced. The crowd is cheering. It looks like she has the microphone and is ready to go. We're just waiting. I think she's giving the crowd a few moments to welcome her.
Congressman, so much.
And now she's starting.
He does an extraordinary job representing you. And I know how proud you are to have him as the chairman of one of the most important committees in the United States Congress. Thank you so much. He and his wife, Carolina, have been friends and colleagues for a long time, and so it is especially a privilege to be introduced by him tonight and to be part of this extended family, because it is family, and I am proud to be part of the El Paso, Texas family, starting right now. There are so many people who have come tonight and who have helped make this extraordinary event possible. I want to thank Rick and Louis Bolaños. They are part of Texas Veterans for Hillary, and the Bolaños family is so well known because of their service to our country, and I am honored to have them supporting me. Thank you. I want to thank my old friend, Alicia Chacon, the former county judge, the UTEP Young Democrats, for hosting me tonight. Norma Flores Fisher, Danny Anchondo, Aaron Rosas, Senator Elliot Shapley. I want to thank the students and staff of the university.
And we'll get back to that speech from Hillary Clinton in a moment. Ron Elving, what's your read on these results coming in tonight from Virginia on the Democratic side? What happens from here?
On the Democratic side, the good news for Barack Obama is that he broke out of that mirror image voting pattern we had seen in the Deep South, in South Carolina, Louisiana. In states where he won, he was getting 90% of the African-American vote, but doing rather poorly among whites, 25% in some states, 30% in others. Today, in Virginia, he got half the white vote, in addition to also carrying 90% of the African-American vote. He was doing particularly well among men, but he was also winning a majority of women. And that is exactly what he needs to do. He needs to break out of that pattern of voting that we saw in some of his earlier primary wins and in his caucus wins, which are small turnout events that don't necessarily show the fullness of strength he would need to be a national candidate of success.
You know, we keep using this word firewall in terms of whom Hillary Clinton can count on for support. And she's been talking now about these states, Ohio, Texas, Pennsylvania, big states coming up, and how that's really where she is putting, she's counting on getting strong support. I mean, is that strategy still a winning one for her, do you think?
It's the only strategy at this point. I mean, she's on a bit of a losing streak with the weekend events and then today. So it's really all she can do is to go to the last three big states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Texas, and say, I'm going to win those, and then I'm the nominee.
Okay, let's listen back to Hillary Clinton in El Paso.
Texas needs a president who actually understands what it's going to take to turn the economy around, to get us universal health care, to save hardworking Americans' homes from foreclosure at the abusive practices of the mortgage companies. We have a lot of work to do, and I know that El Paso understands that picking a president is one of the most important jobs we're going to do in this country in the next couple of weeks. When I think about Texas, I think about, as the congressman said, coming here 35 years ago. I was working for the Democratic National Committee, and I was going along the border registering voters. And we had the greatest time. I met some of the best friends I've ever had in my life. We had a chance to go into people's homes. We ate a lot of great food. We listened to some wonderful music, and we registered a few voters, too. Well, here I am back in Texas, and I'm asking the children of those voters to vote for me for their future. You know, some people, when they run for political office, they only think about the next election. But I like to think about the next generation, because that's what I think this election's about. It is about what kind of country and world we're going to pass on to the young people who are students here, to that beautiful young boy who came up and gave me the flowers, for each of our children and grandchildren. Are we going to give them the same shot at the American dream that many of us were given? Well, if we make the right decision in this election, we sure are. We're going to give our young people not only confidence and optimism, but real results, 21st century solutions for what we need to do to fix our problems, meet our challenges, and seize our opportunities. As I travel around the country, I know from what people tell me that a lot of really hardworking folks are concerned. You know, they're working as hard as they can, but they don't feel like they're getting ahead. They're not getting the kind of health care and educational opportunities that they want for themselves and their children. I hear the mothers who tell me they don't know what they're going to do because they can't afford health care. And they have sick children, and the only place they have to turn to is the emergency room. I've been in the homes of families that are on the brink of losing the American dream because they got sucked into one of these subprime mortgages, and they can't afford to stay in their home. And they're looking for somebody to say, this was wrong, and we will help you. I meet the people who work hard every single day but can't pay their energy bills. They can't fill up their gas tank. They're looking for answers. And then I meet all of the people who want to solve the problems. The young people who are focused on a better future and want to make it happen. There isn't anything America can't do if we make up our minds to do it. Every one of us, every single one of us knows that tomorrow can be better than today. But it doesn't happen just by wishing it or hoping for it. It happens by working really, really hard to make it a reality, to give everybody a better chance.
We've been listening to Hillary Clinton talking to her supporters in El Paso, Texas, which is going to vote on March 4th, talking about her love of Texas food, Texas music, and her time spent on voter registration drives way back in 1972, Ron Elving, in the McGovern campaign. And here she is hitting her economic message. Ron Elving?
Yes, her economic message is a very important part of her appeal. It's one of the issues that she wants to try to mobilize people with, because her health care plan, she believes, is the most universal, and her outreach plan, particularly with respect to mortgage foreclosures, is the most directly helpful to the kind of people whose votes she's seeking.
Let's recap just a little bit of what's happened tonight as we have projected it. Barack Obama projected to win in Virginia along with John McCain. Maryland polls closing in about 10 minutes because of bad weather. Where do things stand, Ron, with the delegate count tonight, this all-important delegate count that we keep coming back to?
Yes. Earlier today, Barack Obama had a lead of about 60 delegates in the category of pledged delegates. These are the ones allocated on the basis of votes in primaries and caucuses. But among the superdelegates, about 20% of the overall total, Hillary Clinton had a lead of about 80 superdelegates. So on balance, she was up by about 20. If Barack Obama repeats in Maryland and D.C., the ratio by which he's winning in Virginia, he has a very excellent chance of overtaking her in the delegates that he wins on the day in the three events.
Okay, NPR senior editor Ron Elving, thanks so much. This is NPR, National Public Radio.